Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let me take you to the queen side.
I'm taking it to 2-2 side.
Whoa! 2-2 day. What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the district.
I'm a man of my word, JP.
I know you are, sir. It's 10 a.m., and the Washington Commanders are going to the playoffs. The Washington Commanders have won 11 games for the first time since 1991. Back then, Brian was playing and had a mustache. Perhaps most important, most impressive, most fun in all of this is Dan Snyder owned this damn team for about 30 years, 25 years. Yes. Never in his ownership were they able to win 11 games. Josh Harris, the first year he really has his arms around this organization, he hires Adam Peters, they hire Dan Quinn, they draft Jaden Daniels, and bang, 11
in that
wins.
Bang.
They could get to 12, but whatever, we don't even need to count those chickens. They're at 11 now, they're in the playoffs. If it ended today, and it doesn't, they'd be the sixth seed in the playoffs, heading to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. A lot of football left, a lot of decisions to be made before we know exactly who's playing who, where. Maybe later in the week we get into best possible matchups, all that sorts of stuff. But right now, Brian, I remember being a little boy and going to Redskins games, and my dad always shouting, they're a second-half team, they're a second-half team.
Uh-huh.
And Richie Pettibone particularly was known for his second-half adjustments.
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson in this ballgame yesterday had 82 rushing yards at halftime.
Yeah.
He had 82 rushing yards and two touchdowns. He finished the game with 90.
Yeah.
He had four carries for 8 yards in the second half.
Yeah.
You can be glass half full, glass half empty, however you prefer this. They haven't been good in first halves of the last two games, but damn, they've been good in second halves.
They have been good.
And they've won. Well, they've won the games when it matters.
I didn't know Daniel, our engineer, was a Falcons fan, but he was talking all this stuff.
Oh, he's a Georgia guy,
But you know why they ran the ball four times in the second half? Because Washington came out in the second half as an offense and went down the field and scored touchdowns. And when they score a touchdown, I've said it many a times, I don't care who your offensive coordinator is. When the other team has a sustained drive and score a TD, you don't just come back and just stick to your game plan. You feel you got to put points on the board. And they made them begin to do different things. The play, when the snap over the head, if Bijan just focuses on the ball instead of trying to run real quick, it was open over there now.
Yeah.
I'm glad it snapped a little high. He walks in the end zone, but he was trying to run before he got the ball. And sometimes trick plays in those moments, you know, they mess you up.
I thought Tirico's call of that was so brilliant. He's like, and they line up in the Wildcat and screw it up.
I love it.
I mean, dude, there's so much There's so much to take away from that game, and we'll get to all of it. And that's one of the beauties of having 4 hours and phone lines. Like, we'll get to everything that happened last night. And there was that crowd was truly fantastic.
Oh, bro.
And
they were good. Listen, they've been good all year. And I gave last night, me and Tanner made a point to talk about what the fans have done on the road, at home.
Totally.
7-2 at home.
7-2 at home.
Think about that. When was the last time we saw 7 games at home? You know, and then the ultimate thing was they got loud when they needed to be loud.
Dude, my wife was texting me. My wife was watching, and she kept texting me. She's like, I'm so mad I stayed up this late if they lose. And then at the end, she's like, I'm so glad I stayed up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
listen, they have taken us through some roller coasters.
Yo, when they finally got that sack late in the game, you remember they kind of got to Penix, but couldn't get him down. A couple bad calls.
Yeah.
I hate roughing the quarterback in the NFL. I understand by the letter of the law that the call on Fowler was correct. The law is incorrect. There has to be context and wiggle room that when a quarterback ducks down and a D-end is coming in with his hands up, he's clearly not looking to make harmful contact. Yeah. And then the quarterback ducks down and there is helmet-to-helmet contact. Like, that can't be on the D-end.
Let's be real.
There's got to be context to that.
They try to simplify this thing about, we protecting the players.
No.
But you're trying to get an 18 game. You already complained about players' bodies being beat up when they were in 16 games and things of that nature.
You're now right over seven, there?
I got everything falling. Water all over the place.
Listen, I'm going to be honest to everybody out there. Brian and I have not slept much. It was a very late game.
Yeah, man. I almost broke my alarm clock this morning. When that thing started, I was like, what the hell is that? I slapped it.
It was a very early morning and a very late night. But we're here. We're here locked in 4 hours, baby.
I don't know if we're going to be locked in for 4 hours. I might be taking some naps during the breaks.
Physically here for 4 hours.
You know, remember that came on that radar that time?
I did.
And I was sleeping in the breaks? Yeah, I might be doing that today.
No, it was both of us. We were like, that was
Vegas?
What, Arizona, I think.
AZ. Ooh,
Arizona after a week out there.
That started off bad. The first show, Lanford was looking for me.
It's funny to think how long the season has gone now. I mean, these NFL seasons are such a grind, but damn, they feel different late
this
in the year.
This one doesn't seem like it went long. This one seemed like it started yesterday.
So,
because it's been good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
For me, there is so much to like about this team and this game and the resilience and the guts they continue to show. Last night, if you go back, I haven't watched the Ultra. Like, I'll go back and rewatch, but just live watching, it was pretty easy to see that the Falcons defense was focused on taking away Terry McLaurin. It wasn't a pure double team, but they pretty much ran cover two a lot, and they would shade that top safety to Terry's side.
They were kind of running a look of a cover two, but they were running four.
A lot of times,
they'll have them back, and then all of a sudden, those cornerbacks drop back, and they played a look like a kind of a cloud little thing. But the ultimate is
they were able to generate pressure with kind of their front four, so that allowed them to drop all these DBs.
At the beginning of the game, we were doing a pregame, and Tanner's thing was that other guys have to step up. OZ damn sure stepped up.
Well, B, that's one of
Zach
the things.
Zach Ertz stepped up.
So you lose Noah Brown a couple weeks ago. You don't have Austin Ekeler. That's a significant chunk of offense. Terry's obviously been carrying you from a receiving threat. Atlanta goes all in to shut Terry down, and they continue to find ways.
Yeah.
OZ last night, 8 for 85. B, you'll like this. So Tischler and I joked last night that this weekend is fantasy championships. Oh, Daniel's in here. Daniel, how'd your Falcons do? You doing the dirty bird dance today, pal?
He talking about some phantom call. I don't know what he's talking about.
Phantom call that the Falcons are mad about? Give Daniel his own. Let's get Daniel on the books. 11:45. Daniel can tell us whatever phantom call he claims happened. We were joking that if anybody on the planet started Alameda Zacchaeus in fantasy, they probably won.
Yeah.
And my boy Linehan texted me. He was going against him, and that Zacchaeus put him over the top, and he lost. OZ last night, just the 8 for 85 with a touchdown. Ertz.
Yep.
And, dude, I don't know if you've heard this, but I think a lot of people have been real dumb about Zach Ertz, that people want to yell about his inability for yards after the catch or – or whatever it is. Last night, one, for starters, he showed serious.
He got some yak.
Yo, he sure did, dude.
But you know, like, the thing about
he's able to get open.
A veteran tight end has to be available for a quarterback in certain situations. And he was available, and Jaden found him.
Bro, Zach Ertz, honestly, I wonder if we can look this up, Jeff or Brian. Zach Ertz now, with one game to go, has 61 catches for 610 yards and 6 touchdowns. I think that's easily the best season for a Washington tight end since Logan Thomas's first year here, back in whenever LT showed up, which was 20 or 21, I would guess. Those are really solid, strong numbers. Ertz has helped you time and time again. His ability to get open. And what it just shows me more than anything is this team, and the message comes from, I think, the absolute top. Certainly DQ preaches. It's overly simple to just say it's next man up, next man up.
Yeah.
Because what it is.
But they get the next man up available. I mean, prepared.
Totally.
They don't have guys that's not prepared.
Yeah. There's a level of preparation. They coach it that way. And listen, I understand people like to be skeptical, but at this point, I don't know how you can be. There is a belief.
The only skeptical people now are haters.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's just my saying.
I think you're so right, because I think they have been coached and honestly put together in a manner of which they got like-minded people to join in the same mission of winning. But when you put 5 out there with this group,
makes it special.
When you have a quarterback that no matter what, his willingness to do whatever is required to win shines through week after week after week after week, month after month. The ability to put the work in, that carries over to the whole team. And when you have that
guy right there is as dedicated as he is and does the things he does. I used to use Alex Ovechkin as that example.
Sure.
When your best player is your hardest worker, not easy to get the rest of your guys to fall in place. Then your most decorated player, Bobby Wagner, that dude right there just works. After the game, you know, everybody coming through there and you looking at how hyped they are. First time I saw a smile was last night, and it was very slight.
For Bobby?
It wasn't the biggest smile, but he dapped me up. Dude got some rough hands, boy. That's actually why he made tackles. He's strong, dog. But, you know, it was... It's been a pleasure, man, watching this team, because people don't understand, when you play for something, you become indebted to it in a sense, you know?
Sure.
And you want to see them perform well. But if you're doing this job that we do, sometimes you have to discuss bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean you dislike or you don't care about the team. That's your job. But the ultimate thing is you want to be able to praise them. And we've had a lot by this year, and I think it's still going to be more praising coming up.
Yeah, I mean, there's we've been saying this for a while now. There's warts involved. Their run game, especially early, has serious trouble. I love the fact that Jaden is capable of leading this team in rush yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's now done it 3 games in a row. I don't love that it's out of necessity. That he's the only one that can really get it going on the ground.
Like, B-Rob yesterday ended up with 4.8 a carry.
It's funny.
At 60 yards.
The numbers feel better than
than
watching it. But late in that game, B-Rob was able to carve them up a little bit.
Part of the reason was
halftime, the numbers
Biotis
were
got
ugly.
Hurt.
Yeah, but the first half, Biotis was healthy.
Yeah.
I think Atlanta's defense surprised Washington.
Big 99 looked like he was a big truck.
Yeah.
And 97, I don't know his name, but that dude was balling.
Yeah, Brandon Coleman had a rough night, especially in pass pro. The penalties, it's easy to just dismiss the penalties, and some of them are really egregious. I thought the pass interference call that allowed Atlanta that late field goal opportunity to maybe win the game, I thought that was among the worst calls in that situation I've seen all year. At best, that's a hold. The catch is the ball is completely uncatchable. There's no way you should ever call that freaking as a pass interference to give him all that yardage. I thought that was just egregiously awful. Listen, I mean, if you just look, B, do you know what the numbers are on the penalty breakdown?
No. I think we had 10.
Atlanta had 4 for 25.
And we had 10 for what? 125?
13 for 108.
See, this is my, and look, I said this last night, and I really believe this. Dan has been a stand-up guy the whole time. He doesn't call out the refs publicly or nothing. He doesn't call them out. But there are times when he has to send stuff in. And he's been right a lot of times. I have to believe the referees are making certain calls and calling things against us because they're pissed that they're being reprimanded. And I have a problem with the ref not being able to be questioned publicly. But if your only way is to send that little thing in and the league send you these your explanations, but your FedEx package, and you think they don't do anything, these referees got to understand, and the league got to understand too. When you see things so one-sided like that, this team is not that team. But that was a little bit overboard last night, and they need to be able to tell the refs, hey, if you get worse, then you sit down.
You really see why they traded for Marshawn Lattimore, and I mean at this point, don't play him against Dallas. You're in now. I'm not one of these dudes who's going to sit here and talk about benching guys and blah 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 because I think that's stupid. But specific to Lattimore, like you're in the playoffs and this hamstring thing doesn't go away, you wait till week 19 for Lattimore to come back. Mm-hmm. But damn, they're significantly better. And I know a lot of folks don't love Benjamin St. Juice, but Mike Davis isn't better. And they're just, some of the flags are legit because those dudes are grabby because they're getting beat.
You reach out and touch when you're being beat.
There's times you want to reach out and touch. There's times when you don't. Perhaps though, most importantly for all this, for the city, just as we heal from 25 years of awful burgundy and gold to what the future looks like.
25 years of BS.
I mean, think about where we were and where we are and think about all the people involved. You've got Josh Harris, all of the partners, right? Yep. Rails, Ein, Magic, Blitzer, I mean, there's just so many people involved in that ownership group that deserve just so much credit. And then the way they built an organization in hiring Adam Peters, letting him take it from there.
The basketball guy helped us out, man.
Right.
Ben Johnson didn't like the basketball guy asking him questions.
Dan Quinn, who a lot of people had a lot of questions about, that dude knows how to build a team. And when you hear the leader of men thing, he's it. He's absolutely it. And he acts with a level of class and decorum at all times that is really hard to find in the intense pressure cooker that is pro football. And then you add Jaden Daniels, who just has this level of unflappability.
He is calm.
Dude, he's a phenomenal football player. Last night he goes 24 for 36, 227, 3 touchdowns, has the pick, another 16 for 127 on the ground, and just shows guts. Just does the Sam Cassell dance every time he has to. Unafraid of all situations, willing to put his body on the line, and just pops right back up. When you get that sort of organizational alignment, then you add veterans, then you add young players. It's just you have everything working for you. And yet, Lamphill, I'm not entirely sure everybody understands. For years and years and years, Lamphill, on this program, we have questioned the alumni's commitment to the organization. We have questioned if the former players, if the folks that wore the burgundy and gold
crazy.
And the old helmet and the old logo and got Super Bowl rings and played for Joe Gibbs, we have questioned their commitment to burgundy and gold winning football. And today,
you know what we need it? We need to be invited to do it.
Well, there was a claim made by Brian. Brian Mitchell has a Super Bowl ring, will one day be a Hall of Famer. He's in the Ring of Fame for the organization. Brian told the world, look, if they win 11 games, I will wear a damn tutu. And we have a tutu, and Brian is here. And when we come back on the YouTube stream, B. Mitch in the tutu, Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Woo!
It's a celebration.
All right, I'm gonna stand up.
All right, folks. A lot of folks in the stream right now. Let's say good morning. B's doing the great reveal. Hold on. Let me get my camera here. So, obviously, Brian Mitchell promised that if Washington wins 11 games, he would wear a tutu, and he is a man of his word.
Yep. Stevie made it. I had to wear it.
B, look at my computer real quick.
Sometime when things happen, you open your mouth too much, you got to wear what you got to wear.
There you go.
And I'm a man of my word.
The best part is B's janky-ass camera is just zoomed in on the tutu.
No, I did this. I moved it down.
Oh, all right, good.
Yeah.
I thought that was that whack-ass camera. I don't mean this silly. This team hasn't won 11 games since you were playing. And you know, I do want to be clear, we don't compare necessarily this team to the 91 team that won the Super Bowl. Yeah. It was an absolute freight train. Because y'all also won 11 in a row.
Yeah.
You know, it's different, but there is some historical context involved. How good does it feel for you to wear a tutu right now?
Good. You know, because I'm going to be honest with you, and I want people to understand the way we were getting by this. We were talking about predicting what the amount of games the team would win. And Jeff, off the bat, we win in 10. We're going 10-7. He was off the bat with it. And I was like going, okay, 8-9. And I say, best they can do is 10-7. And I said, they started saying, oh, and Jeff started going, we might go farther. And I'm like, man, they win 11 games. I'll wear a damn tutu. Not expecting it to happen. Because let's be real. All the people out there that may be laughing at me right now, did any of y'all think we'll be sitting at 11-5 right now?
Nah.
So I said it.
Yes.
Hoping, well, Jeff, the only person in the world that thought it. I said it, expected it not to happen, so I wouldn't have to. I was just throwing this out here, and I guess they must have told Jaden. That's why he was running so hard yesterday. Yeah, he said his ass won't say he's going to wear a tutu. I'm going to put him in a tutu. And, it's just fun. And I think when you look at the whole vibe around this football team right now, it's exciting. You know, it's about having fun. And I know you're laughing, JB. Who said what?
Nothing, bro, I am. Here's what people don't realize about Brian is we all knew this tutu thing. It was in the text thread last night. Jeff was reminding people. I walked in, so we both got here about 9:50 or whatever, and we're kind of getting ready.
No, I got here way before that, JP.
All right, I got here at 9:50. Yeah. And shout out to Stevie that works here. You guys have heard Stevie on the show before. Stevie wasn't messing around. Stevie already had a tutu made and here
hanging
at the
up.
Office, hanging up.
I actually was going to try to play this thing for about 3 weeks.
I knew you were going to try to slow play it. But B,
hope y'all forgot.
B, too, nobody was forgetting. But B, to his credit, had this thing on, like, off the break of the show. B's like, I'm getting this over with. I was like, yo, let us build it up a little bit. B had it on at 9:59, hey, he's like, I want this over with.
I got to get this out the way.
Brian,
y'all get y'all little pictures, make your little posts, and I'm taking it the hell off.
Listen.
Stevie got a little
Stevie's not messing around, look, man.
I'm going to let the stream see again. She got little W's hanging out here, little tassels. I mean, got to go down. She got goatee. Yeah. She ready to put some thought into this thing. All the way back. Look, my booty will be showing if I had a little pants on. Boy.
When White Brian took this job to start running the YouTube, I don't think he ever thought he'd be on B-Mitch Tutu Booty Patrol. But, Brian, congratulations. The world takes twists and turns, man. That's how we all got
on. I put my shades on.
worth it, B?
Hey, the team is 11-5 going into the playoffs. You think I'm concerned about this crap?
I'm
not embarrassed. I get a chance to pump my chest because it's been a long time, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's been a long time. And for this feels different. It doesn't feel like this is just like going to be like a one-hit thing. It seems like they are building something to be long-standing, sustained.
Totally, man. I have felt that throughout. honestly kind of throughout the year, and I don't want this to sound like I'm taking a shot at Robert, but the last time they even won,
man,
10
look,
was Robert. But just
my boy talking about something. I hear you wearing a tutu at the next Penn High event. That's not happening, E-Jack. Nope, I'm not doing that.
The people are gonna start requesting this. You gotta like your cameo
if you
price
gonna donate,
goes up.
If you donate money to a charity of my choice, I'll wear it to your next event. Jeff, what you laughing at? Go ahead, JP.
I don't know. All right, Evan, let's let everybody just comment on B. Mitch's tutu. Let's check in with the boys in the aquarium. Jeffrey, I think, was most excited about this. Who sent the photo last night?
Jeff.
Jeff had this joint ready to go. At 12:42 a.m. last night, Jeff sent a picture of the tutu. Jeff, was this here? That looks like it was at your house. Jeff, did you take this tutu home, and what'd you do with it?
Nah, bro. After the game was over, Stevie texted me and said, it's already made. And that's when I put it in the group chat.
So Stevie sent you that.
So Stevie showed up here, hung it up, and left?
Yeah, she came this morning.
I think this is from her house last night.
But she got here and hung it up and left.
She came here this morning, hung it up, and was gone.
And I put, that's some BS. And it's some BS that she put it here. She made sure she got it here.
I think... It's admirable you stuck with this because, sadly, at this radio station, we've heard lots of people make these bold proclamations and then just never follow through.
I'm on everybody's story now. I guess I got to repost their stories.
It is very much making the social media rounds. And Landfill, I can't guarantee that you won't see B. Mitch in a tutu on NBC4 this afternoon. I can make a pretty good hunch that's going to happen. Jeffrey, you were at the game last night. When I saw you in the tunnel, you could barely talk. You'd been screaming. How about these boys winning 11, making the playoffs?
Hey, yo, can I just get it out right quick? Can I just get around?
Oh, boy.
Right, let's go! Man, yo, I was so excited yesterday. I was with B and Smooth and all of them, and I left because I was like, yo, I got to get with the people. So
he kept saying that.
I went with the people because I'm like, we about to pull this out. Like, I'm at the point now in life, if there is time on the clock and we are down, you can't tell me it's over. Until it is over. And Washington is back. You can feel it in the young fan base. You can feel it in the fans that have been fans for 50-plus years. We had a stadium packed last night, and it wasn't because the Falcons had their black jerseys in it. No, this was majority Commanders fans last night. And it was amazing. I don't know how to... I woke up on time this morning because I could not sleep from us winning the game. I felt like a kid on Christmas Eve. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Listen, man, when I got to the tunnel, Jeff was there. Normally, Jeff walked down to the tunnel with us.
Right.
I was like, damn, what happened to Jeff? I was like, asked a question when we got back. We did a suite visit. And I said, what, Jeff left? He said, yeah. He said he's going with the people. We got down to the tunnel. Jeff was standing there.
I love it.
You know how Big B always get me on Bleep You Thursday for not coming to the club? I even saw my boy Big B out there.
I love it. It was happening in that stadium. I mean, the fans deserve just so much credit. I want to shout out in the stream. White Brian, I'll let you be in charge of this. The first thing I see is from Dennis Bailey, but I don't really understand what that is. It looks like it's like code, like actual computer code. I'll give him credit. I'll let you determine, Brian. You are in charge of the stream. Landini, 11-5, clinched the playoffs, going to Dallas for, at this point, you know, the fact that the only thing we're now talking about is seeding and who they're going to play with a game left. This isn't the old scenario where you need three teams to lose, two teams to tie, and one team to get sick the night before. Like, this is not how they used to get into the playoffs. This is, yo, we're in, and we're trying to get a better seed, Landini.
Well, go ahead, Landy.
Yeah, I mean, it was it's just unbelievable. For the last really 30 years, the team, they've never even had like the fluky good year. You know, the Jaguars like won 13 games one year. That never happened to us. We were always a team that we would have to sweat out the last 3 weeks of the season to maybe get 9 wins and win a wild card or something. It's like, I can't believe the team is actually good. I don't really know what to say other than that.
And there's such a belief in this team and in Jaden Daniels. When they got the ball in overtime, you know what I thought? They're going to score a touchdown.
And they took the ball. I'm like, okay.
Atlanta's screwed because they won't get the ball.
You know what I'm foreseeing? People going to overtime, they call heads, he fails, we get the ball. And the other quarterback, or the other captain, throw his hand up in the air like Baker Mayfield did when Pat Mahomes got it. Because late in the game, he goes down the field. They get it going then, you know. And I think that way that they play late when they get balls like that more up tempo, that has to be incorporated in early parts of the game, throughout the game sometime, because they keep people all off balance so much. So it was fantastic. I enjoyed it.
I'm so happy we're never gonna have to see anybody talk about the Commanders are the only team that hasn't won 11 games in the last 15 seasons. And they not only that, they did it in 16 games, so people can't even say that it was because they added the 17th.
Right.
They did it in 16 games.
Well, and you remember, it was before, I guess, the Caps finally made their run and broke through, that there was like, man, the city hasn't been to a conference title game in 22 years. They hadn't been to the finals in any sport in 27 years. Like, all that stuff's gone now because the Caps and the Nats have won. And with the Commanders, there's no way. Listen, man, nobody knows what the hell's going to happen when you get to the playoffs. I'm not making any proclamations. We don't even know who they're going to play yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way, whether it's going to Philly, Detroit, L.A., Tampa, there's no game this team can walk into where you say they don't have a shot.
Yeah,
there
isn't. No. Now they proved that last week. They proved that last week, beating Philly with 5 turnovers. Imagine they play that game clean, without turnovers. You're talking about a blowout. So the ultimate thing is, this team has to get to the point where they completely believe in themselves, not just late, throughout a game. You know, I've been looking for this, not a perfect game, but a kind of a clean game. You know, and that's what Dan talks about, playing clean. If they play a clean game in all 3 phases, what can they accomplish?
Bruh. Phone lines open at 11. B. Mitch is wearing a tutu. What a day in the DMV.
11 o'clock, it comes off.
Phone lines open at 11. Credit Pie, Victory
they
Monday.
Totally do it, yeah.
I know this because I had to do an ad read last night. It's 40% off at Paisano's today.
Mm.
See if there's a Paisano's that delivers around here, Landfill.
I'm gonna put a request. Victory Monday?
AD?
AD, what's up, man?
AD with a playoff game?
This seems like a steak day.
It does seem like a steak day.
Come on, AD. We know you text a lot. You hit it. Let us know. Is he in
town? I think he's out of town. Because think about it, we haven't heard from him. He's got to be in another time zone.
He hit us last night.
Yeah, because he's in another time zone.
But he hit us. He knows the game happened.
I know. No, but now that you say that, I remember. He's out of town.
Oh, man. All right, Paisano's it is.
Ed Mathers just texted me. When is B. Mitch wearing his tutu?
Hey, you late.
Right now, sir.
Done.
A million people have tweeted about B in the tutu. Commander Shug, I don't know if this is Shug Knight related, says, seeing the integrity B. Mitch has, honoring the tutu bet, reminds me how special of a football player he was and how he approached the game with the same values. B. Mitch in a tutu is less silly than a Hall of Fame without number 30.
Appreciate you.
That's pretty good words.
Thank you, brother.
This is just too damn fun, man. Too damn fun. Also, Landfill, I assume this was Landfill. Maybe it was Cody or Jeff, whoever. The tweet.
Oh, Lord.
Have you seen the tweet?
Just sent the tutu to my house, man.
He told me he was sending you
this one.
Give it to, keep it for the grandkids. They'll love for dress up.
Yeah, yeah.
This, This is my favorite tweet, Tutu related. He's B. Mitch, the last two times the Commanders won 11 games. You see it? That's a picture of B. Mitch in like the old Republic Gardens days. And B. Mitch in the Tutu.
That was a picture I took for a card. And I had on my Zubaz.
You got your mustache working, gold chain. I didn't even notice. That's the gold chain with the Skins logo, the old logo. That is an elite tweet right there.
Wow, they went way back for that one.
Obviously, a lot going on for Washington this morning. I think Jaden Daniels, there are quarterbacks that can help a team win. I thought Penix was spraying the ball, dude. But when he was right, like the touchdown throw he made to Kyle Pitts was a phenomenal ball. But I thought Jaden was so under control throughout that game. And I think I was texting with a quarterback coach this morning. I might just read it if I can pull it up here in time. His ball placement, I thought, has been phenomenal.
The one he threw to Ertz, the one down low where Ertz stuck it to his thigh?
Dude, so I was talking with a quarterback coach this morning. Last thing, the most underrated thing nobody is talking about is Jaden's ball placement. Go back and watch all his red zone throws. Low balls in the front of the end zone, high balls in the back. And then I like this. My buddy said, this is a kid who is a quarterback who can run, not a dual threat. He is so far ahead of where Lamar was at this point. It's not even close. Mm. He's a pocket passer. But damn, he had a run yesterday where he hit what I guess would be his top speed. And I feel like he doesn't go to that all that often. Like, he usually kind of glides and works his way through. But there is real speed when there needs to be.
Oh, listen. We're sitting in the Legend Suite, and Santana's boy, Bo was like, bruh. Sure. He say, that dude is fast as hell. He doesn't look it because he glides, but he steps away from people easily. I want to see him get one and be just out in the open and see how fast he really is.
So in the press box, I usually am sitting next to John Keim. Last night, there was somebody in between us, but whatever. I still just talked to John most of the game. And there was one run late in the fourth quarter where he turned the speed on to make a cut to get to the right sideline.
Yes.
And John and I just looked at each other and started laughing. We're like, what can't this kid do?
He can
do?
Fly, bro.
Just he can phenomenal,
outright
man.
Fly.
There are so many people that deserve so much credit for last night's game and the win and coming back. They were down 10 at halftime. And frankly, the way their defense was performing, if Penix wasn't spraying the ball and had thrown that pick, they could have been down 14 or more. That was not a strong first half performance, particularly defensively. But then they turned it all around. And in the second half, they go touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown to end it. And there was a punt in there. You do hate that Jaden gets the ball with a minute 19. They have the opportunity. If they can get a field goal there, they win. It was a quick, ugly three and out.
And then
on the other side, you get Deron Payne called for that off sides to move them up a little bit. Like, they've been so good 2 minutes and under throughout the season. They weren't yesterday.
No.
But whatever. You know, you play to win the game, and they got the dub.
The thing that they've done this year, too, they have won in many different ways. You know, they don't just have to blow everybody out. They don't have to lead the whole game. They've come from behind. They did some things. And that takes a lot of resolve to be able to do that. And they deserve credit for it.
Dude, the entire organization, top to bottom, deserves credit for it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the plan. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Landfill asked the question. Commander's victory credit pie. Does Jaden get 85% or all 100%? You let us know. We're doing credit pies next.